From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump said Washington will not lift sanctions on Cuba
until it delivers full political freedom for the Cuban people.
Trump also denounced Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro.
And we call for the restoration of democracy and freedom for the citizens of Venezuela.
The Trump administration on Tuesday expelled 15 Cuban diplomats to protest Cuba's failure to protect staff at the U.S. Embassy in Havana. That will likely erode the normalization of a relationship dominated for decades by mutual hostility and suspicion. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders declined to elaborate on the cryptic message President Donald Trump made Thursday night.
You guys know what this represents? Well, maybe it's the calm before the storm.
Let's get storming.
Could be the calm before the storm.
Sanders said,
"We're never going to say in advance what the president's going to do. And as he said last night, in addition to those comments, you'll have to wait and see."
Sanders also denied that Trump was simply being mischievous in an effort to mislead reporters. Las Vegas Undersheriff Kevin McHill said that authorities have chased down more than 1,000 leads following a mass shooting that left 58 people dead and more than 500 injured.
"While some of it has helped create a better profile into the madness of this suspect, we do not still have a clear motive or reason why."
McMahill said they have looked into economic and political motives, but still haven't been able to determine the shooter's true motive. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. Bangladesh on Thursday announced it would build one of the world's largest refugee camps to house all of the 800,000-plus Rohingya Muslims who have sought asylum from violence in Myanmar. The arrival of more than 500,000 Rohingya Muslims from Buddhist-dominated Myanmar since August 25th has put an immense strain on camps in Bangladesh, where there are growing fears of a disease epidemic. Peter Meyer, the head of the Norwegian Red Cross, is in the area and working with Bangladeshi partners to treat those who need it.
"So we're here to set up a field hospital for approximately 100 patients for the time being. That means inpatients with beds. And we're going to offer health service for the population in the region."
The United Nations has praised Bangladesh's extraordinary spirit of generosity in opening up its borders. But UNICEF Chief Anthony Lake and UN Emergency Relief Coordinator Mark Lowcock said in an appeal for $430 million to provide aid that the needs of the Rohingya are growing at a faster pace than our ability to meet them. Police fired tear gas at opposition activists in Kenya's capital Friday. Andrew Palcheski has the story.
Protests mounted in cities Friday, calling for the sacking of election board officials involved in August's canceled presidential vote. Crowds gathered in Nairobi, the Western opposition stronghold of Kisumu, and the port of Mombasa for the second time this week. Kenya's Supreme Court voided the August 8th election, citing irregularities without finding any individual at the election board responsible. With 3 weeks to go until a scheduled rerun of the vote, politicians from both sides have traded insults and accusations. The opposition is threatening to boycott the October 26th rerun if election board officials are not removed, and if Parliament passes a proposed amendment to the election law that would prevent the Supreme Court from annulling the results again. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
U.S. Ambassador to Turkey John Bass is criticizing the arrest of a local U.S. consulate employee in Istanbul. He said the arrest was motivated by revenge rather than justice on some elements within the Turkish government. Bass made the comments Friday in the case of Metin Topuz, who was taken into custody Wednesday on terrorism charges. Tropical storm Nate gained force as it sped towards Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula Friday after drenching Central America in rain that was blamed for at least 21 deaths. Forecasters said it was likely to reach the U.S. Gulf Coast as a hurricane over the weekend. Louisiana and Mississippi officials declared states of emergency, and Louisiana ordered some people to evacuate coastal areas and barrier islands ahead of its expected landfall Saturday night or early Sunday. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.